So I'm here with Stuart Pearce, England under 21 coach and in his time England player, and Ian Bradshaw from Dulux. Hi guys. Let's start from the beginning. Ian, tell me a little bit about the competition that you're running. What is it that you put together?
Yeah, well, we've put a competition together around football free kicks in the Premier League. And we've got 12 free kicks, and they're a selection of the best ever free kicks in the Premier League since it began. So basically, decorators have got a chance to have a look at them, decide which are their 12 best in order, and they can win £100,000 as a top prize for doing that.
Stuart, tell me, what's your idea of a perfect free kick?
Perfection is anything that ends up in the back of the net. That is perfection. Now, how it gets there, if it takes a deflection, so be it. But I think that's what we're looking for, an end product at the end of it. Second to that, I get very frustrated as a manager when someone steps up for a free kick and doesn't hit the goal. You know, I think that is, they're the two. You can't always guarantee a goal, but you can, should always guarantee that you're going to hit the target and make the goalkeeper make a save. They're the two things that a manager or a coach will be looking for from any player.
So where do you see people going wrong when they take free kicks?
Players that I see a lot of young players go out, and you can see them kicking balls around before training sessions and practicing free kicks and whatever, and they'll practice what they've seen someone else do. Now, I think it's important that they realise, know what you're good at yourself. Have a look at a few techniques, try a few techniques, but it will all boil down to what technical ability have you got as an individual, and use that to your fore and use it consistently. And I think I see so many players stand on free kicks and try to chip it over the wall because they've seen somebody else do it on television and be so poor at it, it's frightening.
OK, so how do you go about training your players to get their free kicks just right?
Quite often you have to break it down to small bite-sized chunks, really. I mean, I coached a player, a left-back, not so long ago, who was trying to score from the edge of the box with a plastic wall up in a training session. So I took him away from it, and he was hardly hitting the target, basically, you know. So I took him away from that scenario, put two cones about 3 yards away from him, about a yard apart, and said, how many times do you think you can put the ball through the cone from here? And he looked at me and smiled and thought, well, every one. I said, OK, we'll try it. So he passed the ball through, and then I said, try it with a bit more pace, and we'd done that for 20. So I said, OK, really give it everything you've got, now put it through. And he did. And I said, how many have you missed? He went, none. I said, well, come with me, put him on the edge of the box again, put the same two cones there, and said, right, now do it. Now, all of a sudden, from hitting the goal on 2 out of 10 times, he was hitting the goal 8 out of 10. Just by a little practice like that, you know, concentrating on bite-sized things instead of the whole picture.
And so is there something you need to be doing as far as your mental state is concerned?
I think quite often what you're trying to do is transfer the pressure from you, who's taking the free kick, to the goalkeeper. That's how I used to do it. In my own mind, I was saying to myself, 8 out of 10 times, I'm going to make you save this ball. Now, if you think I'm going to go over the top of the wall and you're edging your position, I'm going to score. If you don't hold it, my teammate might score. You know, and all of a sudden, in my own mind, I was creating strength. And I think that's what you have to do. It's a battle of wills in some ways between you and the goalkeeper. And quite often, his wall's position or the goalkeeper's body position will give you one or two clues when you stood over the ball in respect to where you might put the ball and the chances of you scoring.
So you got together with Dulux to choose these 12 best free kicks. How did you find that?
Well, I think it was extremely difficult from the offset, that's for sure. You know, I think there's been some fantastic free kicks, but I think we've got a list here of varying different styles. And, you know, for a competition's sake, it's fantastic that everything's going to be subjective here. Certain individuals will come. There might be somebody who plays in his Sunday league side who likes smashing a ball. He might be drawn more towards Shearer and Hasselbank because that's it, their particular style, rather than a Zola. But everyone brings something. And the one thing that really springs to mind with these list of players who are considered probably in their own right, let alone the individual free kicks that they're there in this list for, they're considered extremely good players, you know. Any team or any squad would be absolutely delighted to have an Henri, Ronaldo, Shearer, Gerrard, Zola and so on and so forth within its ranks. So, in the main, it's like everything in football. Everyone's got an opinion of football, and now everyone will have an opinion on which free kick's the best, and it sparks debate.
Okay, and if people want to be able to see these free kicks themselves and rate them, how can they look at them?
Well, there's about 800 participating Duletts Trade stockists throughout the country, and there are DVDs sent to the stores running on TVs and on DVD players at the store counter. But in addition, if the free kicks aren't running in store, then decorators can go on to freekicks.tv and they can see them online.
So if people have had a look at the videos, they've decided which ones they think are the best, how do they enter the competition?
Well, decorators buy 15 litres of qualifying Duletts Trade product, and then they can enter there and then in store. But if they prefer, they can go and do that online.
Thanks, guys.